Hi friends, welcome back to the Well-Being Writer Podcast. I'm so excited for you to have you back on this show. Wow, it's been a freaking while. It has been a minute. But we are back to bring another episode. And yeah, like, what's been going on? What has been going on with my content? Because I've been talking about this everywhere on the content, but except for here. What has happened? What has gone down? Big changes have gone down. I've talked about it everywhere on my other platforms. Everyone, you know, the YouTube, the social media, the Twitch, but the podcast is where I didn't talk about it. But before we do that, I want to introduce myself. If you guys do not know me, my name is Luchadel. We create content to help you embrace your well-being in folk writing, and basically all of the content I create is for writers. I help writers to really take their what they have as a writer, take that to the next level, and just be a master at their craft and writing, be their best version, be who they truly are. But the update is I'm going to make my content more of a narrative, more of a story, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know everything. I can't just sit here and say I figured it out, because I haven't figured it out. I'm still learning this content space. I'm learning about writing, and I'm a lot younger. That's very obvious. I am a minor, but I love this. I'm passionate about this. I believe in this. I feel like this is my purpose in life, because growing up, I wrote more than I spoke sometimes. I didn't know how to express myself. I didn't know who I was. I wasn't proud of who I was, and I felt the only way to really, you know, really shift who I was through writing. Writing was my song. It was my heartbeat. It was my life. I could sculpt that on a page, and it was incredible. And I wanted to take my struggles that I've been through and use it to help people. And this is the beginning. This is my journey. This is my narrative. And I'm not going to come here and say I'm a genius. I figured this out. I know this. I haven't written a book yet. I haven't started a massive blog. I'm just starting all of this. And what's important is that you start the journey. That's the most important. It doesn't matter if you suck at writing. It doesn't matter if you don't have a community. It doesn't matter if you're not a good speaker. What's important is that you just hit go. First of all, you don't even know if writing's for you or not. What's important is that you start the journey, because you don't want to waste your time and have all this equipment, have all this knowledge, and realize you wasted your time. So you need to just get writing and write over time. See if you love it. And if you love it, then you can get dedicated. You can find your mission. You can find your niche, because I'm figuring this out, you guys. I'm going to be honest with you, because I want to be more vulnerable. I want to be honest. I want to be relatable, because that's the biggest thing a lot of educators and educating content creators are missing. They're missing that journey, that story, that being relatable. Because yes, you can provide tips. You can provide advice, but everyone's doing that. Look, think of it this way. There's five writers, and they're each writing about the same exact thing, and it's educating someone. What's going to differentiate each of those writers is their story, is their mission, what they've been through. And they're going to gravitate which one has a story similar to that person who's been through it. And yeah, that's big. I got on the soapbox, but what I'm saying here actually really does appeal to what we're going to talk about on this podcast. And it's about how to generate trust with your community, how to be more authentic, how to be real, how people can relate to you. And this actually isn't the only resource that you can get my content from. We do have a YouTube. I post 2 videos a week on there, so you can catch me on the YouTube, youtube.com/mercyoverwatch. I'm trying to get to 100 subs to change the link, the URL. I was obsessed with Mercy Overwatch for a very long time back in the day, so that's why I had that name. But I'm trying to get that URL changed to youtube.com/luchadel. And if you need any questions, please DM me on Twitter, okay? And also, you can DM me on Instagram. And we also have the Discord. Join our Discord. Still trying to grow a little community. And yeah. But yeah, this is today's episode. This is the most important. generating trust is how you influence people. It's how people stick with you. It's how people rally behind you. So let's get into this episode, how to generate trust with your readers. Okay, I'm still learning, guys. Okay, I'm gonna be more upfront with you guys. I'm not gonna come out here and say I've learned all of this, because I said stuff like it took me 3 years to figure this all out, and I'm still learning. It's been about 4 years that I've learned this, and it's not over. I'm still learning, I'm still educating myself, and hopefully you enjoy the ride, you enjoy the journey, you enjoy the process, because it's a marathon, not a sprint. You need to fall in love with the process, you need to love the journey, and through that journey, people can relate to it. They see where you started, and that's why having that journey is so important. So let's get into the episode. I'm going to tell you the freaking thing. Let's do it. Yes. Okay, so my first tip is to focus on the journey. So personally, for me, I don't want to come from a place of authority, because I haven't seen massive success with this yet. I haven't written a big book yet. I haven't started a massive blog. So I don't want to come from a place from a person who has. I don't want to come from a place of authority right now, because I'm still growing, I'm still learning, and this is the ride. I want to take people on a ride right now, and that's what you should be doing. You want to come from a place of honesty right now. When you're a new writer, a growing writer, you need to come from a place of honesty and vulnerability and just say, hey, I don't know everything, I'm still learning, I'm still, you know, educating myself, and I'm going to take you guys on a journey. People want to see where you started. You can't just come straight off the bat as this genius, because they'll just see you as someone for advice, like an educator. They're not going to see you as a leader, because they're not going to see where you started. They're not going to resonate with you, and they're not going to vibe with you. Think about it. There could be 5 different writers who all write about the same thing and educate people on the exact same thing. What's going to differentiate those writers, each of them, is their story, their journey, what they've been through, and how their story differentiates from each other. And people are going to kind of resonate and vibe with and support the writer that has the story that's more compelling to them, that vibes with them best. So you need to be constantly taking people on a journey and taking people on that ride to show people that I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still rising. This isn't the end. And be sharing your story all the freaking time. It's not a one-time thing. You have to be sharing your story over and over and over again, because it's the sculpture for your writing. It takes you to why, it puts you to this point. Why are you at this point? Because of your story. Something happened in your story that made you who you are. So you have to be constantly taking people on a journey, constantly sharing your story and your writing, and kind of connect that story to who you are as a writer. Don't come off as a genius. Don't come from a place of authority, because I fell into that trap, and it's just not authentic. You want to be authentic, and you want to generate trust. Like we said, this is the episode of how to generate trust. If you want people to trust you, you need to talk about every side to what's happened in your life, every side to who you are, so that they know who you truly are, and then they can put faith in you. Because when you write, people are taking your stuff seriously. So you need to take your writing seriously. Trust is very serious, because they're taking your stuff seriously, so you have to write your stuff seriously. It's kind of like a return investment kind of thing. You have to take your writing seriously. They're going to take your writing seriously. So you have to just always take people on a journey. Take people on a ride to becoming a successful writer. The biggest thing that kills people, and mostly writers, is that they want each writing to be perfection. They don't want an error. They don't want anything to go wrong. And this is going to destroy you. People want to see growth. Don't be afraid to still be on your path and still be on your journey, because that's one of the most powerful, that's the most powerful place to be, actually, because people get involved in people's journeys so dang easily because they want to be a part of something. And if you help people be a part of something, it helps them to grow as well. They're not just growing, you're growing. Everyone's growing. People want to see where you started. Like we said in that previous thing, they're just going to see you as a figure. They're not going to see you as a mentor. They're not going to see you as someone they look up to, someone that they follow, because they don't know where you started. They don't know where you began. They don't know, like, they don't see your beginning. They just see, like, the middle and the end and the finish line. They don't see where you sucked, where you were amazing, where you were good, where you were decent, because people want to see a journey. People want to see you suck. They do. Trust me. They want to see you suck. And that, I'm going to be honest with you, I fell into that trap. I try to make every podcast, every video, every social media post the bomb. But that's just not authentic. That people aren't, they're not going to stick with you. They're not going to trust you because they just see that one side to you. They don't see every side. They don't see the story. They don't see that journey. So please. Just suck. I'm gonna be honest with you. Just suck, okay? Your first writings need to be dog crap. They need to be crappy. Trust me. Just keep writing, and over time, you will see the improvement. You will see the journey, okay? Your writings have to be awful, okay? Don't worry about making them perfect, because if you were to make every single writing perfect, people aren't gonna, they're not gonna see a human. They're not gonna see authenticity. They're not gonna see something real. They're not gonna trust you because they just feel like you're just, it just shows that you're not relatable. People want to relate to you. If you're not relatable, they're not gonna follow you. What the freak are you doing? Well, no, writer, you have to be relatable. You have to be someone that people follow, someone look up to. So, please, I promise you, don't care about being amazing at the start, because you have to suck at the thing to be good at the thing, okay? So suck first and then get better later. So people need to see the growth. People want to see a journey. People want to be seen as a mentor, not just a figure. Okay, be a mentor writer, okay? Do it. So don't be wasting your freaking time getting good at writing and then you realize writing's not for you. What's important is that you hit start, you hit go. What's important is that you start the journey. The next thing is to stay true to the things that you're writing about and the things that you are saying. This is paramount. So if you're writing about stuff that you believe in, writing about stuff that really is important, make sure that when people read this stuff, that it's actually something that's going to help them and something that's actually going to be useful for their lives. So if you're just writing stuff saying, oh, do this, do that, just for yourself, and they're actually, they do it or they use it and it doesn't work and it fails them, they're going to lose a lot of trust in you. And if you keep failing at this over and over, they're never gonna come back. They're gonna leave you. They're gonna stop supporting you. So when you recommend things, when you write about things, each thing needs to be, has to come from your experience, come from your research, and come from you, and not just something that just you don't know what it is and it just comes out of your head and just write whatever. It has to be something that you've doubled down on. You've done your research. And if it's something that you're supporting and telling your readers, like, or in your community, please, like, look into this, do this, and support this. Make sure it's something that you've used, something that you've actually used. It's helped you and you love it. For example, if you're recommending a product that's going to help your community, don't make sure it's actually something that you personally believe in, not something you just want for the sake of the money or for the sake of it's going to make you famous. Just do it because you believe in the mission. And if you believe in it and it helped you, it's most likely going to help them. So don't just recommend stuff that's going to waste their time. Don't just write stuff that's going to waste their time, because they're going to lose a freak ton of trust in you. And trust is so hard to get back. Once you lose trust, it's almost impossible to get it back. So you need to make sure everything you say, everything you write is, you need to be extremely careful of what you write out there and what you say out there, because people can just, they can twist stuff. They can just
stuff that people hear can just get twisted so easily. So you have to be careful with what you put out there. And be careful of the stuff that you support and the stuff that you recommend. Make sure you've looked into these things and it's something that represents you well. Make sure the stuff you're writing about, the stuff that you support, represents you well. So people trust you and you're authentic and people look up to you because they're like, wow, they recommended this so well. The advice that they're giving, it's helping me so well. I'm going to trust them. I'm going to put more faith into them. And you're going to they're going to give you those extra brownie points and you're going to get that leg up because they trust you more. It's hard to gain trust with your community and it's even harder to get trust back once you've lost it. So please be careful with everything you write and everything that you support and that you talk about in your content and your writing so that it really, so when you look back at it, you're like, oh God, think about like, when I write about this, is this something that is going to help me for my future? Is this something that is going to benefit me, not in the moment, but the future? So please be careful. It affects your past, your present, and your future. So please be careful so that you keep that trust up and keep that community who supports you so that they don't lose faith in you. You don't want your readers to question your motives. You don't want your readers to move on to the next writer because they feel like they don't trust you enough. You want to generate trustworthiness and you want people to have faith in you by writing seriously, taking what you say seriously. You cannot build a public brand, a public figure. You cannot be a public writer and build an influence if people aren't able to trust you. There are four main things that allow people to trust you. These four things revolve around people being able to have faith in you and trust you. It's quality, value, consistency, and authenticity. And all of these four things is for short QVCA. And basically, you need to make sure that each of your writings, each of it has quality, value, consistency, and authenticity in your work. And this helps for your work to be more solid. It helps people to see every aspect of who you are and to have faith in you. So let's go over each of them. So quality. Quality is, you know, your writing's crisp, you know, the grammar's good, it looks nice, it has a good thing to it, it's not choppy, it doesn't look bad, the writing isn't like hard to read, it's just, it looks really good to the eyes and people visually are appeal to it. Value. Value is, what can you bring to your readers? Is it educational? Are you educating someone? Expressive. Are you expressing how you feel about something so people can feel an emotion? Persuasive. Are you helping people to believe in something, to stand by your side on a belief? And entertaining. Are you sharing your story? Are you helping people to get off their day and just feel happy and help them feel an emotion? Inspiration, motivational. Are you helping people to get off their butt and stop reading your stuff so that they can work on their stuff? So those are that's values. And relational value. Relational value is very important. Writers need to get in the game with this. It's basically building friendships. It's building relationships and it's making friends with people. The best way to do that is to just engage with your community and keep your community with you, you know, have them participate in your stuff, have them participate in things and feature them, do talks, do stuff that keeps your community with you. Don't have a wall between you and your community. Breach that wall as best as you can and make sure you have that eye-to-eye connection with people. That's relational value. Consistency. Consistency basically means, are you going to be writing consistently for people? That's how people are going to be able to trust you, because they have faith in you to keep coming back and getting that consistent writing that's going to impact their life. So you need to be not only consistently writing, but each writing has to have that consistent value that people are looking for so that can believe in you and just keep on like just reading your stuff over and over again and get that routine. And then last is authenticity. Authenticity is basically just being your truest self, not emulating anyone, not copying anyone, and just not being someone that you're not. You are embracing who you truly are in every aspect of your writing, off the writing and on the writing, not just the writing, but when you're speaking with people, when you're talking with people, when you're engaging, when you're communicating, anything that you do, you need to be your truest self and your best self at that, because people want to see who you truly are. People want to see that amazing you, because it shows that you're confident and you love yourself and you're truly, you truly are confident in who you really are. And people want to see confidence. They want to see someone who is loves their self and loves other people. So always be authentic. Don't be anyone else. Don't copy anyone else, because first of all, you're not that person, and second of all, you might not be passionate about what they're doing, of what they're writing about. So just be yourself and try to be your best version. I know what it's like to have imposter syndrome. I know what it's like to feel like you're not who you are. It's just not enough, but you're enough. You are enough. And let's talk about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome basically means, like, are you fit to be doing this? Is what you're doing really real? Is it authentic? And do you think that maybe you just lucked into this? Did you kind of copy someone else to get to this point? Did you not work hard enough? Stuff like that. You just are questioning your success. You're questioning your journey. And the best way to combat this is to celebrate your accomplishments over and over again. Celebrate the littlest things that you accomplish, so that you know personally to you who you are, that you actually did it. You did not use any fakes. You didn't use any copies. You didn't do anything. It was all you. Avoid imposter syndrome. It will kill you as a creator, as a writer, as just anything you create. Please focus on the QVCA and avoid having imposter syndrome. Just try your best to just combat that by just being positive with who you are, being confident in who you are, and celebrating each achievement, big or small. So here's the thing. I struggled with who I was for a very long time. Yes, people might just call me crazy and say, it's because you're young, you're still growing, you're still developing. But I, personally for me, I feel like something was off. Something was just really off. I just felt like who I was as a person wasn't enough. Who I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good looking enough. I wasn't nice enough. I wasn't, you know, capable enough. I wasn't skilled enough. I wasn't worthy enough to just do anything in life. And I tried to copy other people that I believed in, people that I loved, people that I resonated with, because they're successful. So why don't I just copy what they did and I'll be successful too? That never works. I'm going to give you three reasons why. One, I'm not that person. Two, I'm not passionate about who they are. And three, I'm basically becoming a copy of someone who's already successful. They're already gone. They're gone. I don't want to copy a copy of someone who's successful. I want to I want to make myself my own success out of my own self, so that I have my own lane. I have my own lane of success. I don't want to copy someone else's lane and just have just like a clone. I don't want to be a clone and have just a clone of someone who's already successful. Please don't copy people, okay? You are enough. You are worthy. No one is you. No one can be you. Because the thing is, being a writer, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about who you are. You learn a lot about your potential and what you truly can bring to the world and your purpose. And before you, don't even, like, the thing that writers really mess up on is they want to do these big projects. They want to get into these big things, have these big dreams, and they just want to get started on just big things. But before you do that, you need to just think about the small. You need to think about the small connections, the friendships, the journey. Think about how you can make relationships. How can you just be friends with people? And just don't think about how can I make this big blog, make this huge book, this huge everything. You need to start small. And once people start to trust you and they start to believe in you, that's when you can start big. You need a foundation, because that's how the biggest public figures, the biggest writers, they had a journey. They had a story. And that's how people resonate with people. That's why content right now is really getting into stories. If you're not getting into stories right now, you're really going to fall short, because people are into stories right now, because You need, because they see a foundation. You need a foundation first before you get into anything big. Because once you have that foundation, it helps you to grow. It helps you to rise up. It helps you to foster that community that is within that foundation, is growing in that foundation. And yeah, through the trust, through generating trust, through being on that, through being authentic, and through the QVC that we talked about, you develop that foundation, foundational work. And you start out small, you do the littlest things possible, and then you sprout outward to do these big projects that you've dreamed of. So start small and then work your way up, and then people will see that journey. They'll see that you're passionate, and then they'll support you more, and they'll be like, I love this writer, I love them so much because they're so relatable, they're so real, they're so authentic, and I want to support them. I want to see what more they can bring. And once they realize, like, oh, I can't wait what you have in store, that's when you can bring in those big projects you were talking about, those big things that you wanted to really get into. So start small and then work your way up. Don't get big all of a sudden, because it's gonna overwhelm you. It's gonna kill your momentum. So you just have to focus on the journey, focus on the consistency, and focus on not the quality right now, just focus on being consistent. And once you're more consistent, that's where you can focus on the quality, the authenticity, the big projects, and just really hitting home on that value. So my last tip is to form real relationships. Okay, I get it. You want to, maybe if you pushed your writings out there more, you just promoted your writings out there more, you just kind of just pushed it out there to people, they would support it. That's not the way that it works. People are not going to give a freaking fly about your writing. They're not going to even want to click on that link. They're not going to want to read any of your stuff because you haven't established that relational value. You haven't established that relationship. You need, don't network to just grow who you are, because it shows inauthenticity. And yes, you can get away with it for a short time, just kind of just growing who you are and not helping everyone else, but eventually it's gonna crumble all around you. Forming real relationships helps to form trust at such a deeper level, because they love who you are as a person. They see you as a human being, not just this person that you want to give and take away. Oh no, you take away but you don't give. You have to be constantly giving as a writer, as a content creator. The biggest public figures, content creators, all of them, they've established trust because they formed real relationships. They're out there to serve, they're out there to give without expecting anything in return. Don't give with the expectation of receiving, because that's just not authentic. It doesn't show that you actually care about the person, you're actually there to really give. So write, make relationships, and give without return. So make friendship with people, collab with writers just for the sake of just getting to know them as a person, not to grow your writing. And just support other writers, you know, read their stuff, get to know their community and promote their writings, feature them on your stuff, put them in your collabs, you know. Just support people. Be supportive. Be extremely supportive. Don't just be here so that you want support, because writing isn't about how much you're gonna get. It's about how much you get to give. So you need to be constantly giving. I always thought I thought it was just about how much I got or how much I get, I thought being a creator or writer is how much you get, how much you're gonna get, how much people are gonna give to you, but it's the opposite. It's how much you're gonna give, how much you're going to pay to people, how much you're going to provide, and how much you're going to impact. And eventually, the love will come back. That's just how the world works. When people have been given to so much by a specific person, they will return the favor. That's just how humans are. When they're given something, they return the favor. But there's times where, you know, I know when you give and give and people don't return the favor. And I empathize with that, but then they just take it and they just use it for their own life. But still, come from a place of service, love, amity, and don't expect anything in return. people will love you for that. You will be that person that everyone wants to be friends with. You will be that person that everyone wants to read your stuff because they love you. They're not here for your writing, first of all. They're here for you first. And if they love you enough, they love you as a person, they will read your writing. Be a friend first, be supportive first, and then be a writer. Because yes, you can be a writer. Yes, you can write all the time. But if you're not supporting people, if you're not making friends, if you're not being authentic and trustworthy and sharing your story and doing all those steps that we talked about, you're not going to develop a foundation and people aren't going to follow you. How are you going to have people follow goals? How are you going to reach goals? How are you going to reach the finish line? How are you going to reach anything and grow if people don't trust you, if people don't believe in you, if people don't have faith in you? So you need to develop trust and be yourself. Make friends. Do that QVC, a quality, value, consistency, and authenticity. Stay true to the things that you're saying. Stay with the things that you're saying. Don't lie to people. Don't be a different person. And don't expect to get and then receive. Don't expect to get, and then receive later. There's this really, there's this saying by Gary Vee. It's called, I think it's like punch, jab, something like that. So you give, and then get, and then you ask for something. Give, ask for something. Sometimes it's okay to ask for things. Don't be afraid to ask, but you have to give. Give without return and make friends, and eventually people will support you. They will read your writing. They will want to get to know you, and they will want to support your stuff because they love who you are. They love what kind of person you are, and they're just, they believe in you because they love you as a person. So make real relationships, okay? Don't network. Please don't network. Just make friends. Just support people, make friends, and be trustworthy and be yourself in every aspect. So that people can believe in you, and when they believe in you enough and love you enough, they will read your stuff and they'll find out, oh, what? They're a writer? Oh my God, they're such a good person, and they're a writer, and their writing's amazing. I'm gonna support them, okay? So make friends, and people will eventually support you in your writing, and they'll give the love back to you. Okay, that's it. We're calling it a day. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm still learning, but I really, really wanted to share this with all of you. You know, sometimes it's okay to just, you know, learn something and then you share it. That helps you grow even more. You know, if you learn something and you just write it, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. This is my narrative. This is a journey. And I just want to take you guys on the ride and take you guys on this journey, you know, of me just learning, me being, just being awful at this and just getting better along the way. So if you want to, you know, get to know me more and get more in touch with me, and please join our Discord. Our Discord is on Twitter. I know it's not probably a good time to really, like, get on, you know, the show notes, because I know you're probably at the gym, you're probably driving. So the best place is through twitter.com/luchadel. Just click the link to the Discord and you can join us, and I'm trying to grow our community. And we also have a YouTube. Yes, we don't just have the podcast, we also have another resource, which is the YouTube. We create 2 videos a week on there right now. Anything can happen. I might even do 1 video a week, seeing, you know, the schedule, you know, school and all of that. But yeah, 2 vids a week right now. And of course, we have the social media, so don't be afraid to DM me, you know, twitter.com/luchadel, instagram.com/luchadel, you know. Don't be afraid to say hello and just, you know, ask questions. So, and then the final platform is the Twitch. Oh, youtube.com/mercyoverwatch. That's the YouTube. I'm trying to get 100 subscribers to get it to youtube.com/luchadel. And then we have the Twitch, of course, twitch.tv/luchadel. I'm on a hiatus right now because I'm focusing more on the evergreen content. You know, Twitch is a bit hard on the schedule since I am a student right now. But yeah, I do have twitch.tv/luchadel. I just use that channel to just watch people and just kind of just network and make friends, because I'm using my advice. You know, that's another thing, like, don't just give advice and not use it for yourself. That's really, really fake. Honestly, that's kind of fake. So you need to make sure the advice that you're giving, you're using it. So I'm networking with people, and honestly, like, I've gotten more followers
with me networking than me actually making content here. So if you don't have time to really write all the time and really just write consistently, get going on just networking and just reading people's stuff and just going on Twitch and watching writers on different platforms. So yeah, we have the twitch.tv, please follow. You know, I'm hosting people, I watch people, so if you catch me on chat and you see me, don't be afraid to say, hey, reach it out. I'm always in the chat, getting on my soapbox. I get on my soapbox easy. So if you see me on the chat with my long essays, you know it's me, because I get on my soapbox easy. But when I come back to Twitch, I have so much planned. You know, I got a bit of secrets I don't want to expose, but yeah, I got a lot planned, so please be sure to follow me over there. But yeah, that is it. I truly, truly believe, like, this isn't something that you do overnight. This takes practice. This is definitely a skill that you can get better at, but if you just stick with it and you don't give up and you just keep writing and embracing who you are and looking at your story and looking at your why, because when stuff gets tough, your why is going to carry you through. Why do you write? And yeah, if you just stay true to your why and stay true to your story, you're never going to give up, because that's going to keep you going when stuff gets tough and you feel like you want to quit and you feel like you want to give up. So don't give up, don't quit. I know you have it in you. Just keep pushing, keep learning, keep sharing, keep showing that you're not perfect, because I'm not perfect. I'm still learning all of this. I don't want to come from a place of authority, because I'm not an authority right now. I'm just coming from a place of honesty, and I'm just here to create content to just share what I know right now and just share what I'm learning right now and what I've been reading right now, and just kind of just sharing what I know at the moment. And I'm just gonna keep sharing as I learn, and just, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm still learning, but I'd love to just keep sharing what I learn along the way and just take you guys on that journey and take you guys on that ride. So yeah, thank you so much for staying this long, listening to the podcast. I hope it kind of gave you some insight on really some stuff that can help you be a better writer. But don't forget to keep embracing who you are, embracing your being, and work yourself as a writer so that you can kill it as a writer. You are amazing, you are a star, you got it. Okay, I'll see you in the next episode. See ya. Bye.